My name is Michael Schroeder. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and today I'm going to talk to you about universal 3D printing. One of the cool things we have now in Windows is 3D printing. It is universal. It goes across all our devices, and I'm going to talk about today with you about what this enables, the scenarios that you'd want to add 3D printing to your apps, how the 3MF file format and consortium work within this, and what's coming next in 3D printing. But before I do that, I'm going to show you a quick video. The video is what we're doing with 3D printing.
I'm in the 3D printing lab at Microsoft, where we test out all types of 3D printers. At Microsoft, our vision for 3D printing is basically where 2D printing is today. You buy a printer, connect it to your computer, the correct driver for the printer automatically downloads, you design something, and then print it. To make that experience seamless, we work with many manufacturers to make plug-and-play 3D printing possible. I put a few holograms in this lab to have a little fun. The HoloLens Developer Edition comes with a holograms app and has a bunch of holograms that you can put anywhere, on a table, in the air, like the space shuttle. So I'm going to move around a little bit, reorient it. Okay, this is going to get fun. Put a little elephant down here, and a little puppy dog up here. So I'm going to make it a little bit bigger. And now we see the 3D Builder app running in the HoloLens placed in the 3D printing lab. Now I can use the app with the HoloLens. I can even send a model to print using the cloud printing service. The 3D Builder team did nothing special to make this app run on the HoloLens. Because it's a universal Windows app designed for a flat screen, you see it as a flat poster that you can interact with. And here's the Holograms app, where I got the holograms to place around the lab. And I have a phone here. This is a Windows phone, and it's running 3D Builder as well. And I can send 3D models to the cloud printing service and print them directly from the phone.
So that gives you an idea of what is now becoming possible with 3D printing across the Windows platforms. A lot of this is enabled by a cloud printing service. On the Windows, on a Windows tablet or desktop, you have the ability to connect to a printer via USB. And on HoloLens and on a Windows phone, you have the ability to connect directly to our cloud printing service. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that a little later. But the core behind it is that it will you can print to the service from any Windows app that supports 3D printing. And the object that you print will come straight to your door. What I'd like to talk about is the different scenarios that are going to be supported by 3D printing in Windows. And the idea here is that you can add it, just like you can add 2D printing to any app, you can add 3D printing to any app. And these scenarios really are, they come in two classes. One, where you create objects beforehand and you make them available to your app to print. And the other one is where you generate new objects or be able to dynamically take meshes and take geometry that's created by apps, whether they're avatars or trophies or custom objects, or even results from a design tool, a CAD tool or something like that, and generate those new objects, validate them, repair them, and then send them to a printer or print service. A first example I'd like to go through is that the ability to print in 3D is not available only to universal Windows apps, it's also available to desktop apps. So Siemens Solid Edge, they're basically taking an STL file and send it to our 3D Builder, which acts as the print engine to print out the models either on the connected printer via USB or to our cloud service. And that's basically taking an existing model they have, an existing format that they had with STL, and it brings it over into the 3D Builder application, and then printing directly from 3D Builder. A new scenario that's enabled is one that Adobe is taking advantage of in a future version of Photoshop, where they're actually able to create the 3MF file, where the 3MF file is different than an STL file in that it has colors and textures, or it could have colors and textures in it. And when you're taking something and creating it in Photoshop with its really rich 3D modeling capabilities, you can then apply colors and textures, which are really the fun of Photoshop. And so they've used the 3MF parsing library, the open source 3MF parsing library, available to anybody on the 3MF website, which I'll get to a little bit later. And they use that to build this functionality into a future version of Photoshop. And this basically creates the 3MF file, then optionally launches it in 3D Builder to print it out. If you wanted to add this to your application, to use 3D Builder as a print engine for doing 3D printing, it's really five lines of code. You take that file, whether it's a storage file existing on the file system or packaged up in the app, and then you launch it with the name of the package family name of 3D Builder, which is a unique name. And if you put this in the family name of the launcher, this is what gets launched. And it will launch the application in there. One of the other cool options that you have in printing with 3D Builder is the ability to take a 2D image and send that to 3D Builder in exactly the same way. And I'll show you an example of that in a little app that I've built. So in this app, the artist Neon Hitch has given me access to this image. And this is an image of her. And in this case, I basically just send an image directly to 3D Builder as a PNG or a JPEG or a TGA file, and it then creates a three-dimensional representation of that and lets you modify the representation from a contour to a height map. But I think the best one is a stamp, and then you basically can save that, and then that becomes something that you can use in an app. You can print it out, and it becomes a solid model that you can then do all sorts of interesting things with, especially print out. And just as I said before, the printing this out is really the same code, really. But instead of sending a 3D file, you send a 2D file. In this case, a PNG, a JPEG, a TGA file. All these files will work with 3D Builder to send directly to them. And also, you can actually use OpenWidth in the Explorer as well to do this. The sample is available on GitHub. If you want to do a little more with 3D printing, rather than just using 3D Builder, if you want to have a much more integrated 3D print experience within your app, we also have a whole new set of APIs in Windows Graphics Printing 3D. These APIs can be called to any universal Windows app and any classic desktop app to create models, to load models, and to manipulate models, verify, and repair models in 3D. And it really streamlines your printing experience if you want to add 3D printing to your app. So to give you an example of integrating 3D printing in an app, I'm going to take you through an example in Unity. And so if you're a developer, you may one of the questions that a lot of developers ask me as they start building a game or an application in Unity, but also if they're building a HoloLens experience, we have a HoloLens device here. And HoloLens, one of the primary ways to develop for HoloLens for 3D experiences is to use Unity. So once you say, OK, I want to build a game in Unity, I want to build an experience in Unity, how am I going to model that? Well, it turns out that everybody who has Windows 10 has 3D Builder already on their system. It comes in box. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new, I'm going to open up a file in 3D Builder. And in this case, I'm going to build a sort of the idea of a chess game. And in the chess game, I need chess pieces. So I'm going to deselect all or delete all but one, the knight. And in this case, I want to take that knight and I want to save it to a format that I can use in Unity. And that is, in this case, the OBJ format. So if I look here, on my desktop, I'm going to select the OBJ format. I'm going to name this Knight. And I'm going to save it. And it's going to ask me to save another file, the material file. Unity doesn't understand this material file, but it can definitely take the OBJ, which is the geometry. And so I'm just going to save that as well. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Unity. And in Unity, I've already built a little chess board with a little chess texture. And I'm going to go into my models folder here. And I'm going to import a new asset. And in this case, I'm going to take my knight, which is the one I've just built. And it's then been imported. Now, the big difference between modeling in Unity and modeling in 3D Builder is in 3D Builder, the z-axis is up, whereas in Unity, the z-axis is to the right. So I'm going to drag this model directly into my Unity space. I don't see anything, and that's because of that rotation. I'm just going to change the rotation to negative 90, and now I see my chess piece. And what I'm going to do now is that I took some code. So we have one of the Windows Universal samples. is actually the first universal sample in the sample list. It's called 3D Printing from Unity. In this sample, we have a script that you can basically drag into Unity into your Unity project called print.cs. It's a C# script that you can then basically take in. And what I've done is I have a main object in my scene, and on my main object, I have that script attached to it. And the only thing I need to do is I need to specify the object to print. So here, I want to select that knight. And now, when I run this in the Unity debugger, what I'll see is that it has a little button in there. Now, the code in this script, if I look back at it, if I look at the code in the script, what it shows is that the script has some if-defs for if this is a Windows app. And so if I then go and build the Windows app for Universal Windows Platform Windows 10, I then can build an app that has 3D printing in it, and that 3D print is bundled into the Universal Windows application built for Unity. And then when I press 3D print, I'll see this 3D print dialog, which is the basic way to print in 3D Builder. To print from any app. And then I'll also see, because I'm connected to this Dremel printer, I'll see the Dremel printer listed as one of the printers I can print to. And so if I were to recap what you have to do here, it's really, if you're going to take a model in 3D Builder, you can do a bunch of different solid operations on that model. You can just take existing models that you find. You can repair them to make sure that they are watertight and then good enough for printing. You then import that OBJ from 3D, export the OBJ from 3D Builder, import it into Unity. In this case, you're going to add the model to the scene as a game object, and then add the print behavior from GitHub that I showed you to the game object, and then set the object to print on that printer, set the object to print on that script, and then customize the UI and game mechanics so that you can make it possible to print. Now, the cool thing about this is that this will work around any of the meshes in Unity, and so it's up to you to really figure out the right way to make your to make 3D printing work in your app. So whether that is printing out a trophy, printing out a game character, printing out an avatar, all these things start to become possible, or printing out what the user creates with their own ideas. All these things are possible, and all this source code is up on our GitHub in the Windows Universal App samples. The next example is actually something that I built. This is an app that I have in the store called Zoetrope. And Zoetrope is an app that I built around animation, stop frame animation. And I added a capability in the application to basically take a model that I built, and I and print out this model in a connected printer. And in this case, you see the model right here. I have a little model in here in the Dremel printer, but you could print this out to a 3D print service. You could connect this print this out to a connected printer. But in this case, I have the model. The model was embedded in my application package, and I would then be able to print directly from there. And a time lapse of this model being printed. And here is what the end result looks like. If we take a look here, this is the end result, which is a zoetrope that spins on the head of a pen or a pencil. And I put a little strip that I printed out in there. Now, the code to take a 3MF file and send that directly to the print engine, it's a few more lines of code, but it's actually pretty simple. You take that 3MF file as a storage file, you open it and load it into a new printing 3D 3MF package. Once that's loaded in there, you set up a task to when requested, to serve up that model to the print system. This, if you've ever done any 2D printing, this is a very similar workflow. And you know, you can basically follow that. In this case, I had created the package. I wait for that task requested. Once the task comes in, I set the source to that package. And then I create a task to print. And this word Zoetrope will appear in the print queue, because that's what I've named it there. Then to actually see that print dialog that you saw, I call the show print async from the print 3D manager. That shows. Once that's shown, I can then remove this task, and then my print has gone to the printer. The last example I'm going to show you is one where you basically generate models and you don't know at the beginning of in the application what you want to what the model is, but you want to be able to create watertight models that will print. So the example I'm going to show you is a an app that I built. I forked a GitHub repository for the website called openjscad.org and built a Universal Windows app, hosted web app around that website, and then added functionality to add a 3D print button in there. And what this ends up doing is that it basically takes the model that's created here and sends whatever the model is on your screen to the printer. So in this case, I'm going to do a slight change to this. I'm going to make the cube size of 2. And the end result is a different model. And in this case, I want to send that to the printer. And what you'll notice is that if you notice previously, that model was sitting in the air, and that of course can't print too well. And it puts the printer on the base plate and lets you print this out. And you notice that it actually sent it with all the colors intact, so it could then print this out. And if you had a print service, which our print services that we work with will print in color, or if you have a 3D printer that prints in multiple colors, this could actually work with that. So this is what you would see from there. And then this is from an application that you build. This is how you can basically take any application that generates meshes, or you get meshes from an avatar that the user has created. And to see the code to do that, instead of generating printing 3D model from a file, ended up creating that from a mesh. And the code to do this, I've shared this code on GitHub as well, but the code to take a mesh, and you can do this in C#, in C++, in JavaScript, you basically create the mesh, add the materials, and the interesting thing here now is I can now verify that this model is watertight and is printable. And then I can do a verify on that. Then you see what the results are from that verify. It'll tell you if there are any issues, and then you can go fix those. Or you can basically call one line of code called repair async to do all the fixes for you. And if you're getting models from the internet, if you're generating models yourself, this becomes a really useful thing, because typically if you grab a model somewhere else, you need to fix it and validate it before you send it to a 3D printer. In this case, we're taking that model, saving it to the package, and then sending it to the package as before. And also on GitHub, we have the source code that we have for that. To enable a lot of these, we are using this 3MF format, a lot of these scenarios. And the 3MF format takes the geometry, adds precise scale, and it adds color and adds texture to it. And we've built this as part of a consortium with a number of other manufacturers to develop this format and to drive its adoption. It is open source. We have the format is open to use for anybody. You can get it at 3mf.io. And it's anybody who's involved in this whole 3D printing or 3D modeling world as a way of transferring data in a much richer format than an STL file could today. The parsing library that we make available is a C++ reading and writing library for the 3MF file. It has a BSD license. Anybody can use it. And this is actually how Adobe is using it to add 3MF export to Photoshop. The 3MF file format is an extensible format. It has a minimum spec, but is really explicit on things like manifoldness and fill rules, so that you can build models in a variety of different tools and make sure that when they're sent off to a printer or they're sent off to a tool to visualize, that they're going to see the same results. It's sort of a universal format that can be used in modeling, in design, and in printing. And if we look at the details of it, it really is just a zip file or an open packaging convention, a zip file with XML and PNGs and JPEGs for the images. And you can read more about it in the 3mf.io website. A lot of this is being enabled by great hardware partners, companies like Dremel, companies like PrinterBot and HP. To make an ecosystem that works within 3D printing. So it's both the software apps that you guys can build, and it's also the hardware devices. And we work with hardware vendors to help them write drivers to make it possible, so that when you plug a 3D printer in via USB to a computer, that it then recognizes it, downloads the right driver from Windows Update, and makes it possible for you to see that printer in the print in the 3D print dialog. Upcoming, this is a real big area of investment for Microsoft. We're going to do a lot more to add 3D into the shell, into Outlook Preview, to make higher quality thumbnails that you can integrate into your apps, into your experiences, and making it possible to do 3D printing to a share contract, to be able to share stuff to the 3D printer. What we've heard a lot from schools and institutions is they want to make it possible to share printers easier. So we're going to use our whole networking stack to make that easier to share printers among devices, connecting a printer to a networker, connecting a printer to a machine and sharing it. The same way that we use 2D printers today, that's the model we're driving forward for 3D printing. We're adding some more APIs to our mesh API to make it possible to make it easier to prepare models for printing, to do simplifying and cleaning up models. We're doing a lot of work to update 3D Builder, making a cleaner UI, adding some new tools to that, making it update the 3D print workflow, especially when you're sending into to a print service. So here's how you get started. You take a look at the documentation. We'll have a number of samples up on MSDN on how to build stuff, a number of videos. Take a look at the 3MF consortium if you are a company in any part of the ecosystem of 3D building. And we have an alias, Ask 3D Print at Microsoft, if you have any questions about joining, becoming a partner, a hardware partner, a software partner who want to add 3D printing to your app. Thank you so much.